AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Indianapolis Star is putting its opinion on the front page of today's newspaper. Fix this now, it reads in letters covering the entire front page. It's referring to the new religious freedom law in Indiana that critics fear will allow businesses to discriminate against gays and lesbians. Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard
called upon Governor Pence in the Indiana legislature to fix this law. Either repeal it or pass a law that protects all who live, work, and visit Indiana.
And he says for those who plan to visit Indianapolis for the Final Four showdown this weekend,
let me be clear. Indy welcomes all.
Republican lawmakers say they're working on adding language to the law to make it clear it does not allow discrimination. A bank robbery suspect escaped from guards at a Washington, D.C. area hospital this morning, grabbed a gun, hijacked a car, and may be trying to connect with his girlfriend, say police.
He did have a girlfriend and relatives in the area, so we are concerned and tracking them down to make sure that he is not being harbored by any help.
Fairfax County, Virginia Police Chief Ed Rossler warning the public to be on the lookout for Wasson Asai, who may be wearing only a hospital gown. Overseas now to Switzerland, where the U.S., its allies, and Iran have been talking about Tehran's nuclear activities. They're about to make an announcement, says our Matt Lee, who is there, that there will be more talks.
All sides are affected to stress this is not just an extension of the earlier talks, that this is actually the negotiations entering a new phase with this primary goal of reaching a full and comprehensive agreement by the end of June.
Home prices are rising, up 4.6% in January. This is AP Radio News. Comedian Robin Williams' family is trying to resolve a dispute over his personal belongings without going to court. Our Oscar Wells Gabriel has the latest on what we thought might be a tough court battle.
It was shaping up to be a bruising court battle. Robin Williams' widow, Susan, on one side, the adult children from previous marriages on the other. But it looks like the matter may be hashed out without the court's involvement. Attorneys for both sides now say they are open to resolving the matter on their own. The lawyer for Susan Williams says she basically wants the stuff that involves their life together. The children say basically all they want is what was promised them in a trust that their dad set up for them. Williams committed suicide last August. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Some of Shirley Temple's keepsakes from her decades-long movie career are going to auction. Shirley Temple was a blockbuster star when she was 6 years old in the 1930s. Remember On the Good Ship Lollipop? Well, a spokesman says some items for her movies are going to go on tour and then be sent to auction. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.